my meager earnings to butter my bread and butter. But at night, my true vocation comes out. Now, here you go. You've heard of the New York Bowling League, sir?
New York Bowling... You bowl a lot.
No. The New York Bowling League, sir?
I'm afraid I don't understand, son.
So now you look around the room.
It's a secret organization, sir.
What do they do? I don't understand at all, son.
Well, sir, since it's a secret, you probably don't know very much about it at all.
Lost this radio. Here's something for you to watch out for.
The hypnotic swing of Reg Owen. Kicking it off tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Reg Owen right off the old Palette Records label, right? So from somewhere in England, we think, good old Reg Owen. You know, doing what we can at top of the hour here. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you now for the next hour. Or so, you know, it's going to be, we don't really keep track of the time when you're having fun like this, Doc, Dr. Doc Brown.
Yeah, right, huh? The Palette record label.
He's on it. Yeah, dig this, man.
Is it like, really? Palettes?
Yeah, nice. It's like a black thing with the different colors. And
yeah.
Anyway.
Nice. Wow.
Pretty sweet flea market find from over the summer, Doc. And that's what we're going to do tonight. All this stuff is coming off of vinyl that I picked up over the summer at flea markets and various sundry junk shops.
Nice.
Right? And that's one that we...
That was a good little find there.
That was just a great little find right there. And Joe Stacks over there on the phone in Pittsburgh, we think.
Yo.
On the line. I think we got a good audio in the board there. And Chesty's over on that microphone way over there.
Good evening.
Because later on, fans, there will be a chick pick. Right? That's sitting on deck, so everyone just stay tuned. All right. So we're going to keep it moving. Doc, people might want to be in touch. We've already heard in from John and Walpole, Mass. and from Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho, and they're very concerned, Dog, about the upcoming hiatus.
What?
Right? There's going to be a little hiatus coming up suddenly.
Oh, really? Is that because we're doing like two in a row?
We're thinking, no, well, we're not doing two in a row so much as we're just going to go on a little hiatus now, probably until the holidays.
Like so Columbus Day?
People, no.
Labor Day?
No. See,
Columbus Day.
Veterans Day?
Arbor Day.
Son, if you know what's good for you.
Yom Kippur?
You'll stay home from school on Veterans Day if you know what's good for your kids and, you know, eat pizza and things.
Rosh Hashanah?
Listen. We'll talk about it later, Dog. The fact is, if you don't hear from us for a while, we're just on hiatus. We'll be back.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but so give them the email in case people are worried. They want to wish us well.
Oh, yeah, right. That's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. That's discs with a C.
That's the way you spell it.
Lost Discs Radio.
That's the way you spell it. All right. In the meantime, we're just going to keep it spinning right here now off the old Showtime label. Hey, baby, what's happening? Philadelphia, PA, folks.
Shortwave on it.
Yes, of course I can.
Lost Discs Radio.
Music power, power, power.
Well, rock and rollers, time for our mystery guest contest. If you guess the names of our next artist, our sponsor will send you two of the newest Beatle albums. The clue to this singer, and this is the only clue I'm going to give you, is that she has two of the biggest tits in the country.
What?
Music 1966.
Hey, swinger. Where the actions are gonna be. Well, and if there is a good thing, shake. The swinger finds it naturally. Actual evidence tends to show the swinger was a one and then a go, go, go. So leave your old root routine and make the scene. Baby, come swim with me. This fire only lives the good life. The time comes to bury feet. When a little swinger has no doubt, it's 'cause there's too much trouble to do. Verified circumstance tends to say the swinger was a one and then a yeah, yeah, yeah. If I can be your guest, I'll do the rest. Baby, let me swing with you. Come on along, let's put the world on. Come on along, let's make it move. Come on along, baby, get rid of it. Forget that old conventional groove. You're gonna see the way it's happening and where the actions are gonna be. Well, and if there is a good thing, shake, you're gonna find it naturally. Shows you how the swinger was a one and then a why we want to do your old routine and make the scene. Baby, come and swing with me. Now, baby, come and swing with me. Now, baby, come and swing with me.
What do they do? I don't understand at all, son.
Versatones, okay? The Versatones right there on the Fenway label, Doc.
So...
Right? Now, you should know that this record came out on at least three different labels, right? Two small independent labels. I forget what the first label was.
There was one called All-Star. I don't know if that's
one. Say that. What's that, Joe?
All-Star was one of them.
That was the first, thank you. And then we have it on the Fenway. That was the second release on an indie label. And then Atlantic picked it up.
By the same artist?
It's the same exact song. Same exact, they just re-released it three times on three different labels. And but that's the B-side in any case. And Tight Skirt. That's the kind of stuff I ran into this summer, man, when I'm digging through the junk shops for you folks. Of course, before that, I don't have to tell you who that was, man. Come on, face it. You need to be alone after that. Anne Margaret, Okay, right off the RCA Victor label. Okay, with the Swinger. Now, that's the actually, that's two things I ran into.
That's crazy.
I was just showing you the LP, right?
Yeah, the album art, the cover is pretty cool, and I never realized that Yoga Pants were in 1961 also.
Right. But then, see, later, found that at a flea market, and then later found the single from the movie, The Swinger, which is what we just played, which is actually from 1966. You know, what can I tell you? We always seem to find the obscurities here for you. Right, at the Lost Discs radio show before that. We kicked off the set, yeah, man, with the Showstoppers. Right, the Showstoppers on the Showtime label, which we know is a subsidiary of the Jamie label. So that puts these guys in Philadelphia, I'm thinking. Joe, do you know anything about the Showstoppers?
Yeah, in fact, they were a four-piece vocal band formed in the late 60s. So a fairly late time to hit the vocal group sound. A couple of brothers, Alec Burke and Vladimir Burke. They were on, like you said, you know, Showtime. They were Heritage and Beacon, and I think they got picked up by MGM at one.
Yeah. Oh wow! All right. So they had a lot more out than I even knew. But anyways, Ain't Nothing But a House Party from the Showstoppers. Man, just knocking it dead there to kick off the top of that show. We did get some emails in, and people are not happy with the idea of a hiatus. So I don't know. Jason in Halifax, man, he says, dig this, he's getting it on the short wave. He's got a solid S9 plus 10 dB on 5.130 in Halifax, Nova Scotia tonight, right? Yes, he wants to, Doc, you will not believe this. Guess what he's requesting?
What?
Fat mattress.
Oh, nice, wow. That goes way back.
All right, Jason, if you can hang in there until the second hour, we can dig out the fat mattress and play right off the vinyl for you. Right? So let us know if you dig that, if you're here, catching that later. And good old Scotty and Peg say, we will not wish you well with this hiatus nonsense. we protest. Starting a petition. The people will rise. Wow.
Oh, man. Well,
thanks, guys. Do what you can to keep us on the air, man.
Good power.
Send in your felicitations tonight, folks. It is Lost... what is it? LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com?
That is, yes, that is what it is.
I don't know. Hey, it's Slick. Hey, it's Babs and Slick.
Yay!
Babs and Slick making the scene on the email tonight, and man, they were digging the sound of Philadelphia's own The Showstoppers. Right? You dig it, folks? That's the way you do it. Let's just get it done. And we're going to, speaking of like homegrown kind of thing, will you dig this, man? I got a little doo-wop action out of the New Haven area when we were out scrounging around this summer for vinyl. This is on the Ember label. It's by the Five Satins. Nothing too obscure about that, except that this came off of an EP. Okay, a rare EP with, you know, two songs on the side. So a super rare EP on the Ember label. It's the Five Satins right out of New Haven, Connecticut. Exclusively tonight. Lost Discs Radio.
Yeah, a pretty baby. Whoa, I love you wrong. Now I sing this song, baby, to you. Wrong, baby.
Lost Discs Radio.
Now listen, baby, we have got to make a record.
Yucky, sucky, yucky, sucky, yuck. Yucky, sucky, yucky, sucky, yuck. Yucky, sucky, yucky, sucky, yuck. Yucky, sucky, yucky, sucky, yuck.
Hey, hey, my man, you know I love you so. I'll never let you go. Yes, I love you so.
Sometimes, man, sometimes doo-wop just scratches that itch, man. That's some out-of-sight doo-wop action, if I do say so. From the Royal Holidays, okay, on the old Carlton Records label, man. I'd put that somewhere around 1958. Okay, love the old yellow Carlton label there. Before that, of course, it was the Five Satins, the legendary Five Satins out of New Haven. Not just on the Ember label, but an Ember label EP. Yes, that is something to be excited about and to get out of bed for in the morning, folks. Joe, anything can we... I've never really looked into this very heavily, and I was hoping maybe you know something about the Royal Holidays.
Well, I'll tell you what. You caught me down in the beer vault right now. So let me give me three Mississippis.
Yeah, what?
To get back to the internet box.
While you do that, let me check the email, because something's coming in over here in the email, and it's from Wayne. We know Wayne's, like, down North Carolina way, and, he's digging it with his chick Diana, and they're digging all the flea market finds that we're spinning on the turntable tonight. And then good old Larry in South St. Paul. He's getting a nice signal on 5130, a bit noisy, but hey, man, don't go on the old high. I don't know. Just be prepared in case we actually do go on a hiatus. That's all I'm saying, right? I'm just saying there's going to be things coming up the next couple months. We may not be around on the air. Doc, okay?
Is this going to be due to like a major studio upgrade or something?
Yes.
It's going to be all...
More blacklight posters.
Friendly. It's going to be all very very modern.
Hey, don't get your hopes up high.
Chrome, in fact. Lots of chrome.
Doc.
All right.
Okay. So, Joe, anything about the Royal Holidays? Do we care?
Yeah, well, the Royal Holidays were a Detroit-based combo.
That's cool.
Came out with a total of two singles. The first one, I'm sorry, originally on the Penthouse label, got picked up by Carlton.
Yeah.
And a follow-up, Swinging at the Bandstand, made it out on the Herald label.
Oh, cool.
That was about 1959.
All right, well, that's great, folks. You know, if you haven't already done it, yeah, not only might you want to get in the email to send your felicitations, but you might want to chime in something about this action.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Here's a story of a lovely lady
All right, folks, for you tonight on the Belltone record label, a very sweet-looking old record label, is a song by Bobby Lewis, and it's called What a Walk. I'm going to ask you to listen because there's a little bit of a surprise at the end of the song. Enjoy it.
It looked like a twist, ooh, it rocked like a slop, ooh, and every time I see it, boy, I love it, blow my top, she got a walk.
It's a great record, Bobby. I enjoy it every time I hear it.
I'm gonna move up to the Canyons, baby. I'm gonna paint my mailbox blue. I'm gonna move up to the Canyons, baby. Yes, I'm gonna paint my mailbox blue. I'm gonna put some flowers on it, mama. Yes, paint some trailing vines and do. I'm leaving L.A., mama. You know that smog have got me down. I'm leaving L.A., mama. Woman, now you know that smog have got me down. Yes, I'm moving to the canyon where there ain't nobody else around. Come here, baby. Mama, let me take you by your hand. Come here, baby. Mama, let daddy take you by. Thank you.
Seahawks blue. I'ma move up to the country, babe, and pay my mailbox blue. Hey, you know I'll put some flowers on trailing by. Yes, sir. Woo! And since you got it, and since we got it, if you ain't in a good mood, sometimes you can't tell what you want to tell. And that's why I want to know if you feel like.
Hiya, students. You see, you go to the science building and it ain't there anymore. And you go down to the gym to get in shape for tonight's riot. Open up your locker and there's the dean hiding. And you got a date with your girlfriend, but she's all tied up. She chained herself to the front gate and keeps screaming, "Come on, you mothers, try and get in." And the cafeteria special today is tear gas soup. And you flunk civilization, pull a gun on your teacher, and he gives you a good mark. And there's a seminar in the botany class on grass. And over 1,000 students walked in and flew out. Is that what's got your temples throbbing in unison, cousin?
Well, lift your head up higher, take a run up the side of the library if it's still there. You show the lone Esperanto majors, you show that wise guy history professor with the shoulder holster. You show them all. Remember, he who gets hit in the left ear with a club hears through the right side of his mouth.
Hey there, booby. You see, you participate in a sit-in in the lab and get a white rabbit up your bell-bottoms. And you're halfway through a London broil at a student restaurant and almost choke to death on a buffalo nostril. And your date blew her mind last night and had a portrait of Allen Ginsberg tattooed on her chest. And you pass out of the victory celebration and wake up 4 days later as a topless waitress in Max's Kansas City. And you attend a rally of militants and get carried out in a shopping bag. And your roommate, the extremist, got all riled up over the Far East situation and wrecked the takeout counter at the House of Chan. And your fraternity brother, Orville, who's always been a little strange, was picked up on Times Square for loitering in front of a 50-foot Frankfurter. And you just flunked golf. And they're holding a seminar called The Pill, Pot, and Portnoy's Complaint with guest lecturer Oral Roberts. And they're charging $10 a head. Is that what's keeping you awake during philosophy, friend?
Well, nurse your little sideburns. Don't open your mouth too wide. You get a Molotov cocktail down in 2 points. Stay away from those goalposts. Tear down the auditorium. Remember, she who walks into the zoology class in a raccoon coat gets mounted.
Hey there, America's future. You see, you go to a dentist in the East Village, he changes to the chair, gives you a shot of LSD, and whips the tartar off your teeth. And the dean of the music school is in the hospital. He tried to make a citizen's arrest of Frank Zappa. And you organize a monster protest rally in the sheep meadow, and the only ones who show up are you, your chick, and the First Division of the National Guard. And you see your date fixing her beads in the mirror. You kiss her on the neck and find out it's Dr. Timothy Leary. And it's Peruvian week in the cafeteria and you get sick on a bad armadillo. And someone lines up a real swinger for you and it turns out to be your mother. And the cops are chasing you. You belt down a quart of prune juice and do the mile in 3 minutes flat. Does all this seem to raise some doubt in your father's mind about springing for the next 2 years, Flippo?
Well, let's hear it for that bullfighting course by Ava Gardner. Everybody blows his own kazoo. Your turn will come. After your doctors, you'll get your master's. After your master's, you'll get your PhD. After your PhD, you'll get yours. Remember, he who walks alone through the night better carry a baseball bat. If every dog had his day, there wouldn't be a tree left in Jersey. And above all, it may be the age of Aquarius, but in our frat house, it's Ramses all year round.
Lost it. I can't take no more of this radio.
Yes, all this and much more is necessary to bring you recorded music at its peak of perfection.
Power made that old car go.
Wheel power.
A woman
See, times like this, I don't really know where to begin.
Yeah, that's a double whammy there.
I don't. Okay, let's start with what we just heard. Now, what I'm thinking is what we just heard there may well be the original version.
Oh, really?
Of me and you and a dog named
Boo. Not the one by Lobo?
But exactly, very good, right? Dog, that was a substantial hit. Might have been a top tenner. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it made the top ten of.
What?
On Sunday mornings, I used to read the Daily News.
Yeah.
Like, religiously, when I was, like, from, like, 8 to 12 years old.
Yeah.
They had a top 10 list of the worst songs ever. And Me and You and a Dog Named Boo might have been number one. I know it was in the top 10.
I'm sure Norma Tanegra came into play.
Hey, take it easy, Joe.
So I always remember that, like, because I thought it was a pretty good song. But it was in this Daily News top 10 list one time, and the entertainment pages.
I mean, the guy kind of delivered it with kind of a wimpy kind of vocal there, yeah. I always thought. But it was a good song. And I don't think, though, that this version that we just played does any better. I don't think it's better than the Lobo version.
No.
Right? That was Eddie Lovette on the old Steady Records label. Okay, that was a subsidiary of Scepter. So I don't know what that might mean, Joe.
No.
And any way of knowing that this may be a pre-Lobo original take on this?
Well, Lobo was the pen name, or was the stage name of a guy named Kent Lavoie, who actually wrote the song.
Now, wait a minute. Let me take out my 45 here and see who they give.
Please do. See that you do.
Who do they credit? Keep talking.
Okay. I know that it was also recorded by country artist Stonewall Jackson.
Yes. Yeah.
That was one of his last charting singles.
Oh, okay. So I think you just answered the question for us because on the 45, it's written by Kent Lavoie. Okay.
And apparently there was a cartoon featuring the Brady Bunch kids, and they covered it there too.
Now, come on. Don't toy with me, Joe. Okay, but all right. So I would say
that was a cartoon. I don't know if they covered it.
I would say it's probably safe to say that if he wrote it, he probably recorded the first version. Although that's not always true. We know, Doc, like Bonnie Dobson's version of Morning Dew didn't come till like 8 years after she had written it.
Right.
And a lot of other people recorded it before her then. Right, so it could be a case of that. Who knows? But I'm just saying, who knew that anyone else even covered that song? So there it was for you tonight, man. And before that, we're going to have to come back to this. The Old Philosopher on the Flying Dutchman label, right? The Old Philosopher on Campus. Okay, right before that, it was the Chambers Brothers taking a crack at Shout.
Really?
Shout, take your clothes off and shout, drink them things with the from the keg. A little college set there, I guess, for the college crowd. Yeah, the Chambers Brothers version on the old Vault label. And it was Taj Mahal before that with Going Up to the Country, Paint My Mailbox Blue. Right? And Chesty's Chick Pick kicked off that set. The old Belltone label. It was Bobby Lewis giving us What Do I... You all know Bobby Lewis. He's the guy that did that song, Doc, that says, couldn't sleep at all last night.
Tossing and turning.
Do-do-ding, no matter what.
Tossing and turning.
Bobby Lewis, right. Same guy, only... whereas that one was like a number one for 6 weeks. What a Walk by Bobby Lewis was like number 77 for 3 weeks or something back in 1961, folks. All right, so that's the kind of action. All right, Joe, go ahead. Lay it on us. The Old Philosopher.
Wow, where do you start? The Old Philosopher was a guy named Eddie Lawrence, a New Yorker by birth. He started off doing, like, comedy in the Borscht Belt, you know, the Catskills. Eventually moved into some radio comedy. And even before he did The Old Philosopher, this guy's all over the place. There was an off-Broadway production of The Three Penny Opera that was a massive hit in New York in the mid-50s.
Yeah.
The early cast included Lottie Lenya, who was in the original Three Penny Opera, also included Beatrice Arthur and John Astin, Eddie Lawrence in a supporting role.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
He drops out of that after a year or so because, you know, how long are you going to do this show? And he cuts the first of a number of singles as the Old Philosopher. And it's big enough that he gets to cut a bunch of albums for the Coral label. And the Old Philosopher on Campus, I was listening to that going, what year is this? Because this doesn't sound like the mid-50s stuff. And then he drops, like, the name Frank Zappa. And it's like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's got to be early 70s, I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, I bet. In the late 50s, he was a supporting role in the huge Broadway hit Bells Are Ringing. He did cartoon voiceover work. He was a kids show host in the New York City area. Wow. And he wrote the book and lyrics for one of the most notorious Broadway flops in American history, or in Broadway history. It was the first show to open and close on the same night. In, I think it was 64, maybe 65.
Really?
And, yeah, it's
what,
just like...
Well, what? Wait, what was the show that opened and closed?
It was called Kelly. Mm-hmm. It was based on the legend of... Well, who was the New Yorker? Big Jim something, who was reputed to have, like, dived off the Brooklyn Bridge and survived. It was fictionalized as the character of Kelly, and it was, well, again, it opened and closed the same night. It was the first show to ever close on opening night.
Hell, you say. Wow.
Oh,
right.
I do.
Right.
A whole right. book about that one.
All right. Joe, we got to move it on, because we got to do one more set of records here before the top of the hour, but wow. There's a lot more, I think, to tap on this vein of the Old Philosopher, and man, we'll be good to do it. But yeah, just some of the junk shop finds that we grabbed for you over the summer, folks. And what can I tell you, man? Get in your email felicitations at islostdiscsradio@yahoo.com because you're going to want to pay particularly close attention also here to the lyrics on this next one by December's Children, folks. Be a kind of exclusive tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Something was going on there with backward masking.
Down, take you in my arms. York. When you walk that walk and you talk that talk, you knock me out right off of my feet. Come on and shake,
shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Oh, now, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Why don't be crazy?
Shake it, baby.
You're trying to be crazy.
Shake it, baby.
Come on, come on.
Shake it, baby.
Come on and shake.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Shake,
shake it, baby.
Why don't be crazy? Where you talk, when you walk that walk, and you're talking that talk, you knocking me out, right off of my feet. I need you right now, I mean right now, I don't mean tomorrow, I mean right now. Come on, come on. Come on, shake it up, baby.
You know, everything was kind of tattered and stained with cigarette tar, and the console was all bitten up, and the felt on the turntables was worn, and they were
Yeah, you got it. Time machines.
Make my broken heart be loved.
creepy organ and sax sounds of the Blue Comets. Blue Comets, Joe, come on, real quick, what do we know?
Okay, I'm thinking, man, they were a Japanese group, part of what was called the group sound. They're a pop band. We see Blue Comet 66, we see Blue Eyes. I see that tagged to a number of Japanese releases. Also appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show in 67 and 68 under the name Jackie Yoshikawa and his Blue Comets.
Oh, my. It's been one of those nights, folks. As I don't have to tell you. Before the Blue Comets, it was the Animals. Yes, you called that one correctly. You could tell that sound, man. A non-LP single covering that John Lee Hooker tune, Boom Boom, on the old MGM label. It was December's Children at the top of that set there on the World Pacific label with Backwards and Forwards. I'm not convinced that they actually were singing everything backwards and forwards accurately there, but
hard to tell.
I'm full of palindrome.
We'll let that go, I guess. Folks, you've been digging it. Get over to rockandradio.com where our friends are doing it, right? Boss man Randy Tibbins with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Stepfather of soul Jason Stone himself. Of course, the electrophonic sounds of Brian Phillips. I tell you, folks, that's when you're not over to our website, LostDiscsRadio.com. Good night, Doc.
Oh, good night.
Night, Joe.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, Jazz Day.
Good night.
Good night, Weasley Steve. Where?
Oh, Magoo, you done it again.